Hi, for the following story, we will need your guys' help. So, if you could make a boo sound when you see this card, let's all try it. Boo! That's good, okay. And when you see this card, could you make a drum roll with your hands? Let's try it. That's good. Okay, and with this card, we will need you to clap your hands and yay, or cheer. Woo! That's good. And this one, you'll need to make a snake sound. Good. Okay. So, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today in the desert wilderness of Judea. In this corner, we have, straight from the glories of heaven, the Son of God, the Messiah, the only being that is fully human and fully God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
In this corner, we have, straight from the pit of the underworld, the archenemy of God, that great dragon, that ancient serpent, the father of all lies, the devil.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for the fight of the century. We have the ultimate forces of good pitted against the ultimate forces of evil.
Hold on to your chair as we begin.
Our story begins after the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized. He was about to begin his ministry.
He was out to tell everyone about God's love.
And the devil was out to stop him dead in his tracks.
The Holy Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness of the desert to be tempted by the devil. Who will win this battle of the ages? Do any of us truly realize what is at stake?
In this corner, we have the Son of God, powerful, strong, glorious, with rippling muscles. Well, he looks pretty thin. He's been without food for 40 days.
He's probably really hungry. The bushes are probably starting to look tasty at this point. He's tired, thirsty, lonely, and hungry. We have what looks like a winner!
We'll see.
We'll see. And in this corner, we have Satan, the devil himself. Does he tempt Jesus when Jesus is strong and surrounded by friends?
No, he comes to tempt Jesus when he's gone 40 days without food, friends, or family. That slime will stop at nothing.
Here comes the first hit. The devil is saying, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread."
Oh, that punch was below the belt. Satan hit Jesus where he hurt the most. Will Jesus topple to the devil's trick? Will he survive this perilous punch?
He could easily make the stones into bread. Will he use his power to help himself? He's staggered back under the devil's punch.
He's getting up. Shh, I can hardly hear him. He's fighting back with a Bible verse.
He is saying, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Yes, Jesus returns an equally powerful blow to end the round.
And round one goes to Jesus. Round two. Satan is taking Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem.
Now they are standing on the highest point of the roof of the temple. What is that deadly deceiver up to now?
The devil is hissing, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For the Bible says, he will command his angels and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Ooh, that dirty devil delivered a deadly blow, tempting him to jump from the top of the temple and using the word of God to confuse the Savior. Will the Son of God jump? Will God protect him?
Will he amaze the crowds with this cheap magic trick?
Shh.
Jesus looks out on the scene below. There is a crowd walking around. He speaks. "It is also written in the Bible, do not tempt the Lord your God."
Yes, brilliant. Jesus fights scripture with scripture. He wins round two. Satan will stop at nothing, even twisting scripture to destroy the Son of God, but he was defeated at his own game.
But does the devil give up? No. This battle between the Prince of Darkness and the Prince of Light continues.
Round 3. What dirty deed is the devil up to now? He's taking Jesus to a very high mountain and showing him all the kingdoms of the world.
Listen, he is saying, "All this I will give you if you bow down and worship me."
Now that was low. That strike could be a deadly blow. Isn't that what Jesus came here for? To reclaim the world?
Satan is offering his control of the universe for one moment of victory? Somehow I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Will Jesus bow to Satan? Will Jesus turn away from the mission his Father has sent him on? Will he bow to Satan to escape the cross?
Quiet, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is speaking. He's saying, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written in the Bible, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'"
Victory! Yes, Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God, God in the flesh and the light of the world, has won!
Look at Satan slink away. He's defeated. Give the crown to Jesus! He has battled Satan and won every single round.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen a fight like this before. Look at all the angels there coming to help Jesus. There must be thousands! They must have been holding their breath during this fight.
Stay tuned, folks. The devil will be back. And though he lost with Jesus, he is still looking for a victory.
Thank you for joining us today for this battle, straight from the desert of Judea.
Now let's bow our heads for prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you for the bravery you showed when you fought Satan to keep us safe. Help us to be like you. Amen.
It's now time for the children's offering.